KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 0.02 of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic earlier this morning. And we look for mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. A high around 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In area news, Adams County Sheriff's deputies Sunday night arrested a Central Iowa woman on drug charges late Sunday night. 19-year-old Skylar Rose Suzanne Wombold of Ames was pulled over for speeding and for having an insufficient number of headlights at around 11:42 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 25 and 240th Street. While speaking with Wombold, deputies detected the strong odor of marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. A probable cause search was conducted, which resulted in the discovery of numerous items of drug paraphernalia, a small amount of marijuana, and several rolled marijuana joints. Wombold was charged with possession of a controlled substance first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her cash bond was set at $1,300. A juvenile in the vehicle was cited into court for possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Additional charges are pending. A collision between a car and an SUV Sunday night in Mills County sent two people from Nebraska to the hospital. The Iowa State Patrol reports the drivers of the vehicles, 42-year-old Co Bay and 23-year-old Jonathan Lindeman, both of Omaha, were transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs and the UNMC in Omaha, respectively, with Lindeman transported to the UNMC by LifeNet and Co Bay transported to Mercy by Pacific Junction Rescue. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. Patrol says Co Bay was traveling north on Interstate 29 at around 10:15 p.m. when Bay fell asleep at the wheel of a 2007 Toyota Highlander. The SUV struck the rear of a 2002 Ford Escort driven by Lindeman near mile marker 34.5, causing the Ford to leave the road to the right and roll over before coming to rest on the edge of a farm field. The Toyota also left I-29 and came to rest near the edge of a farm field. Two passengers in an SUV were injured Sunday night when their vehicle was rear-ended by another SUV on northbound Interstate 29 in Mills County. The State Patrol says a 2015 Ford Explorer driven by 36-year-old Russell Hill of Omaha rear-ended a 2000 Ford Explorer driven by 43-year-old Jeremy Ewalt of Persia. The accident happened around 9:30 p.m. near mile marker 42. Following the collision, Hill's SUV came to rest in the median facing south. Ewald pulled his SUV onto the right shoulder of I-29 and came to a stop. Two passengers and his Explorer were transported by EMS to a local hospital. Their names were not immediately available. The accident remains under investigation. A man from Nebraska was injured during a car versus motorcycle accident early Sunday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. The State Patrol reports a 2007 Harley-Davidson motorcycle operated by 69-year-old Gary Snell of Omaha and a 2007 Ford Taurus driven by 55-year-old Janet Franks Bohm of Omaha were both westbound on I-680 at around 12:40 p.m. when the Franks Bohm tried to exit the interstate and struck the motorcycle. Snell was ejected from his cycle and came to rest in the north ditch along with his cycle. The car came to rest on the right shoulder. Snell, who was wearing a helmet, was transported by Crescent Rescue to the UNMC in Omaha. The accident remains under investigation. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reports that Stewart police last week arrested 22-year-old Cody Allen Brommel of Stewart. Brommel was taken into custody September 13th for domestic abuse assault with a weapon first offense and harassment in the first degree after he allegedly struck his girlfriend in the face with a cell phone on September 3rd. After seeing a doctor, the woman learned her nose was broken. On September 12th, Brommel allegedly pushed the woman to the ground, causing injury to her knee. After leaving, Brommel also allegedly left several messages for the woman stating that she was, quote, dead. He was brought to the Adair County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. On September 12th, 68-year-old Lester John Westfall of Greenfield was arrested by Greenfield police for domestic abuse assault first offense after he allegedly threw his wife to the ground, kicked her, and then tried to throw her out of the home they share. Westfall was later released from custody on his own recognizance. And two men were arrested for driving while barred in Adair County. 29-year-old Derek Ellis Williams of Paulina was arrested by an Iowa State Patrol trooper on September 13th. And 53-year-old Ronald Gene Engarten of Casey was arrested by Adair Police on September 15th. Both men were later released on $2,000 bond each. Three juveniles were arrested as well last week, but information concerning their alleged crimes and punishment is not available due to their age. Police in Council Bluffs Saturday afternoon arrested a man from Nebraska following an investigation into a road rage incident that escalated into a car versus pedestrian accident. Officers were called to 1801 Valley View Drive at around 12:37 p.m. Saturday. After an initial investigation, it was determined that 27-year-old Randall Marish of Bellevue, Nebraska, and 41-year-old Anthony Kimball of Crescent were involved in a road rage incident which continued into the Family Fair parking lot. Kimball exited his vehicle in an effort to confront Marsh. Marsh then accelerated his 2005 Chevy Malibu towards Kimball, striking him and causing him to roll across the hood of the vehicle before falling to the ground. Kimball was transported to the UNMC in Omaha, where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Marish was located inside the store and was cooperative with officers. Marish was transported to the Pottawatomie County Corrections, where he was charged with willful injury. In the funeral announcements, Irene Schmidt, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Audubon, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Irene Schmidt will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Alfred Paul Linen, age 88, of Erling, died Tuesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Alfred Linen will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Franklin Daugard Sr., age 83, of Adair, died Saturday at his home. Graveside services for Franklin Daugard Sr. will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery north of Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Keith Stevie, age 69, of Templeton, died Friday at his home. A visitation for Keith Stevie will be held on Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Tyler Bricks, age 40, of Marnie, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life graveside service for Tyler Bricks will be September 30th at 11 a.m. at the Brighton Township Cemetery northeast of Marnie. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Agnes Wagner, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for Agnes Wagner are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Asher Jeffrey Soderstrom, age 10, of Walnut, died Friday at the UNMC in Omaha. Services for Asher Soderstrom are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.